Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know, I am, you know, some people have listened to my podcast, and I've heard some people say, oh, I keep talking about Peeping Tom, I must have a delusion or something wrong with me or whatever. And my response to that is not true. I'm very much aware of reality. It's important to talk about a possible crime or a situation that's illegal because of allegations made by people in my building and in my near environment. They keep people have perpetually every day have been talking about me using the bathroom. They can see me naked. They have described graphically my condo, even though there is no proof. I have ignored that because I thought, or I still think that these people are mentally ill or making up stories to press my buttons, which is the case. It definitely is the case. Anyone who talk about me under my clothes or whatever is got some mental illness or something wrong with them. But when I do it every day, there is a concern of whether this is true. But I'm so sorry if I brought it up too many times because I don't like to. I prefer to bring up music, but if I did, I'm sorry. It's important to talk about possible crime or other situation that is illegal because of allegations. It's wrong. The truth of the matter is I own my home by law. I'm a high-functioning person. I eventually want to move because I don't want to live in this area. But still, regardless of whether I stay here for the rest of my life or not, I own this home. I'm a very poor person. I'm aspiring. But I don't want nobody to make up an allegation, or I don't want nobody to actually look into my bedroom at me, look in my home without my permission. That is called voyeurism. I did many podcasts on that voyeurism. It's a crime, a California law. You can go to jail for it. It's not a civil thing. No one's authorized to do that. Nobody can do that. There is no excuse to be a pervert. You know, I did not give permission for people to look in my home or so on. I'm so sorry I brought it up again. But it's been going on since I've been living here. My home ain't for other people to have a webcam or any kind of a mobile phone or any instrument to look in. This is not for them to look in or to compromise my privacy. I don't want that anybody who does that is a dangerous person. I own the property. No one else owns it. You know, I told you about the delusional people who made up stories that I don't own my property. That is a lie. I told you about the delusional people in this area, in my building, who made up lies that I owe money to someone else related to my song or to a company. That is a lie. Just like with my music. I did this the other day. They made up lies that I don't own my music. They made up lies that I don't own my videos. That is a lie. And I'm, again, being in the music business or having a little bit of fame or any type of fame is no excuse to be a criminal. I don't want nobody looking into my home because that's against the law. When you look into somebody's home, you can look at their private information, and people either could get robbed, they can be victims of fraud, ID theft, and so on. When you look at someone's computer, you can see all their information. They can do a lot of things. There are many people who bugged people's homes, and they eventually robbed them, and robbed or burglarized the home, and so on. People's lives could be in danger. That's one reason. And the other reason is it's just basic common sense. You don't look in someone else's home. But if it is true that a neighbor in the building is doing this, which is wrong, if it is true that the neighbors are on the street, they should be in prison. They need to go to prison. I mean, if they don't have no home or they're nosy, there's no excuse. You know, even in apartment building, and I'm not renting my place, but if I was renting a place, you can't look into somebody's bathroom or home for no, you know, good reason. It is no excuse to spy or take pictures of someone in a private setting. It is no excuse. I'm sorry if they believe that's an excuse or a civil matter, or even if they were told by an officer, that is not true. I had a lawyer say that that is against the law. It is not is no excuse. And, you know, if these people are concerned about my health or the way my condo looked like, or, you know, they're concerned about something like messy or whatever excuse they're trying to make, ulterior motive, which isn't true, but whether it's messy or not or whatever or whoever, it is still a crime. No one could do that. Anybody who does that have a serious mental problem, they're dangerous, or they don't know how to live in this country, they don't know how to respect boundaries. Invasion of privacy is no excuse. It is no excuse. They have it on a California penal code. You can go to jail up to 6 months in jail and fine if you're peeping in someone else's home. But these are allegations. I'm so sorry. And people think that when I repeat it over and over and I got some mental problem, I don't. But they think that I don't care. I'm going to talk about something that is important. When someone gossip all the time about my home or don't know how to mind their business, they should not be living in where I'm at. They should be locked up in prison if any of these allegations are true. And I'm going to repeat it because it might be true. I might have a pervert around me, but I don't need any false allegations saying, oh, something wrong with me, or I make up stories or delusion. That is a lie. It's important to talk about a possible crime or other situation that is illegal because of allegation. It is wrong. It is 100% wrong. No excuse. If you're concerned about somebody, you go to them directly. If there's an emergency or if you're concerned, you go to the police. That's how you deal with people in the society. You don't just go and trespass and look at someone's property. Again, the reasons why people need their privacy or look at someone naked, you can't do that. People can get robbed or ID theft, fraud. They could get people's private information, and they did. That's how I had identity theft a long time ago, possibly. But I don't know. But I did have some identity theft. But still, protect your, people should be protected and have that right. Even though these are allegations that are perpetuated by somebody in my building or an area, and they haven't been proven, I will continue to talk about it. I don't care if people think I'm crazy or whatever. When somebody talks about something that's criminal, they got a mental problem, they should be locked up in a hospital, or they should be put in prison if they're violating my constitutional rights. That's my right under law. No one should be authorized to do that. It is no excuse. It is important to talk about a possible crime or other situation that is illegal because of allegations. It's wrong. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.